Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at clouds with a good chance for snow showers. In fact, it's snow showering right now outside our studios. We have a high of around 33 degrees in store for today. Temperature-wise, we look around to Kenosha, starting things out at 16 degrees. 15 right now in Burlington, Milwaukee 16, 17 in Racine. Two teenagers in custody accused of a string of thefts and vandalism across the village of Caledonia. Police indicate the teens, who are 14 and 15 years old, admitted being involved. Several firearms recovered, though one remains unaccounted for. Police also recovering two shotguns unrelated to these recent incidents. Caledonia police began to receive reports of vandalism and thefts from vehicles on October the 29th. In addition to taking items out of the vehicles, most of them unlocked, owners reported punctured tires, words and symbols scratched into the exterior paint, seats slashed, markers used to write on vehicle interiors. The incidents escalated this past weekend with about a dozen incidents Friday night into Saturday morning. Police in Caledonia say members of the community provided the information which led to the identities of the teenagers, and they are expected to appear in court to face those charges today. Fire last evening in Racine caused about $2,000 damage to a detached garage at 2505 Washington Avenue. City fire crews arriving just after 8 o'clock had the flames out in fairly short order. How the fire began, still under investigation at this point. Anybody who might have some information urged to contact the Fire Department's Investigation Bureau, 635-7915. In Mount Pleasant, South Shore fire crews kept busy last night. Fire called to a home in the 6200 block of Bald Eagle Drive. Details on what happened, though, are not yet available. Racine Fire Department says that a student's quick thinking helped to keep a small fire from becoming a bigger problem. A news release indicates the student discovered a small fire in a garbage can in the theater at Horlick High School at about 9:30 Thursday morning. Student quickly notified his teacher and activated the fire alarm. Teacher was able to put out the flames with an extinguisher. Now, although it's believed the fire was intentionally set, it was contained to the metal can, so there was no damage to the building itself. A fire official notes it's a great example of if you see something, say something. The student's quick action preventing a possible disaster. This week, the Racine County Board approved a handful of resolutions related to the Emergency Management Office, its operational funding and training money with grant dollars.
These are special funds that Director Mack became aware of that can be used. They're way back from 2015 funds, but as the Office of Emergency Management finds these, they make them available for application.
Supervisor Bob Miller, who's on the Racine County Local Emergency Planning Committee, noted the training money was still available from 2 years ago. $134,000 in fiscal year 2018 grant application money goes toward the Emergency Management Office's operation. The other four grants still available from 2015, close to $22,000 for use with tabletop exercises on winter storms, hazardous materials, and flooding. In Madison, the state assembly's passage of a bill on law enforcement body cameras and limited access to the video continues to draw debate. Critics argue it's going to set back efforts to improve police and community relationships. Milwaukee Democrat Joe Castezamaripa says this is actually going to reduce the effectiveness of the cameras in helping the public to get answers.
Public access to body camera footage is essential to achieving what the use of body cameras is meant to do. Creating public trust.
Supporters of the legislation say the rules are intended to provide certain right to privacy protections. The bill is now headed off to the state Senate. 37-year-old Milwaukee Public School substitute teacher Samantha Nelson facing prostitution charges in Racine County. She allegedly used the website Backpage to advertise her services and was given $200 for sex by an undercover detective before being arrested. Nelson's husband found by police behind the wheel of a van that took her to the meeting, reports noting their children were also in the vehicle. MPS has not commented other than to confirm that Nelson was not a full-time teacher in the district. Kenosha native and L.A. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon and his family working to develop a foundation towards transition housing for the homeless using converted shipping containers. And following a meeting with members of the Gordon family and others interested in helping the homeless, Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says he believes that the county would make a good partner for this project, which he's very impressed about.
There's a lot of things that still have to come together. There's a number of moving parts, but I think the Gordon family is well organized, sincere, and motivated. This was an introductory meeting, and we discussed the full scope and some turns it can take.
He said dialogue with the family is going to continue.
The county is committed at this time of continuing to talk to and work with the Gordon family on the next steps of moving toward their vision. There's a number of moving parts.
The Gordon family's got a goal of $1 million toward this project. Governor Walker to participate in a Veterans Day ceremony at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at Union Grove this morning at 10 o'clock. These events used to be held outside at the nearby Veterans Cemetery, but time of year conditions factoring into them now being moved into Boland Hall on Walnut Drive. Public invited to attend. At the same time, during a Veterans Day ceremony at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center, retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Amy Callahan will be the guest speaker. Callahan was adopted at the age of 14 from a foster home in Thailand by a Vietnam veteran. Her post-active duty career after 24 years of service included time as director of the Wood National Cemetery. Now she's executive director of the Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis. Well, some out-of-the-ordinary meetings in terms of their being scheduled taking place later today in the village of Mount Pleasant, continuing with the preparation process for the Foxconn project. At 5 p.m., a zoning public hearing on amendments to the 2035 Village Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the 2035 Multi-Jurisdictional Comprehensive Plan for Racine County. It's specifically about 127 parcels of land and changing their designation to Business Park. At the hearing, a rezoning petition as well related to the creation of Tax Incremental District Number 5. That's 206 parcels of land and a business park designation. Then the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission meets at 6 o'clock and will have a special meeting to consider the public hearing issues and take a formal vote. Speaking of voting, the first candidate for the 66th Assembly District seat, being vacated soon by new Racine Mayor Corey Mason, worked as an aide in Mason's Madison office. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
On her Facebook page, Greta Neubauer says she is running for state assembly as a Democrat because, quote, "We need the next generation of leaders to stand up to the powerful special interests that buy our politicians and corrupt our democracy." Mason's resignation from the assembly will be effective January 15th, and Governor Walker set the special election to fill his seat for the 16th. A primary election, if needed, will take place on December 19th. Neubauer is the daughter of former state representative Jeff Neubauer. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Jockey International announcing Mark Fedek is going to become the company's president and chief operating officer January 1st. He'll succeed current president and COO Robert Nolan, who is retiring. Fedek, currently the Kenosha-based company's president of the Jockey North American wholesale business and also chief merchandising officer. He began with the company back in 08. And Village of Sturtevant officials, of course, looking at the pros and cons of getting library service a little bit closer to the folks than having to go to Racine's lakefront or to a bookmobile site. Racine County officials are going to be hearing soon about participating in a study on why people don't use the library.
The director of the Racine Public Library, Jessica Maphail, got a request from a Dr. Joyce Latham, a research professor at the UW-Milwaukee campus, and she's working with a group of students to do a research project.
M.T. Boyle, chief of staff to the county executive, telling county board supervisors this week they can be a part in determining future needs and service provisions for libraries. She acknowledges that libraries are somewhat of her own passion, Boyle asking any supervisor who doesn't use the library talk with these UWM researchers. Collected data will be part of a public report regarding libraries. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, will get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.